We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, let's go draft with our Eagles reporter, Mr. Elliot Shure-Parks. Good morning, Elliot.
Man, it's about time someone finally brings up Tobias might not be playing up to the salary. I'm glad someone's fine.
No. It's about time someone says it with the ferocity that Rasheed Wallace said it with.
He did put it well, I agree.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of those curses. See, that's like when Jaws years ago said...
And people know when it's bull.
You know, like that. But we got to bleep it out. So sometimes we got to bleep out the curse. But we appreciate the appropriately bleeped curse. All right, Elliot, let's get to it here. There are, 5,000 rumors swirling around. Can you help us sift through, just in the last 2 to 3 days, all the talk about the Eagles, you know, they're probably going to move up. They want this guy. They want that guy. Like, help us discern, in your opinion, what's real and what's not real with all the rumors flying around.
So I think the biggest smokescreen going around right now is that the Eagles want to trade up for a cornerback. Now, will they take a cornerback at 22? Could they move up to 20 to take one? Sure, maybe. But I think going into tonight, if the Eagles trade up, it'll be for an offensive lineman and not for a cornerback. I think the special players in this draft are on the offensive line. They're not at cornerback. And the one thing I've consistently heard and consistently believed since the season ended is that in this draft, they want an offensive lineman. So we'll see how the draft falls. It's one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've covered. But the one thing I feel confident in is that they're prioritizing offensive line over cornerback tonight.
And what's the – wow. Interesting. Great to know. What's the likelihood that Howie pulls another blockbuster A.J. Brown type trade? No one's expecting it. Voila. You've got a real veteran NFL player like A.J. Brown coming to Philadelphia. You know, the Patrick Surtain rumors are out there. What's the real possibility that something like that could happen here?
So they have the draft capital to do it if they want. They have the two second round picks tomorrow night. I think an important pick to remember throughout this weekend is that Hassan Reddick pick in 2026. When they made the trade, we all thought, why would you value a pick 2 years out? It is a very tradable asset. Like it is, you know, obviously it's a third, but it could be a second. I think it's an intriguing pick to trade for. So I would be surprised if they traded number 22 tonight for Patrick Surtain. It just doesn't seem like he's going to get traded if he was available. I think they'll be heavily involved in that. But, yeah, I mean, I think with the draft assets that they have and with the way Howie works the phones, the way he always has a very good idea of who's available and who's not around the league, if there's a big player traded, you know, I think the Eagles would be on the short list of the teams you would think would be involved in that.
What about on the way out the door, Elliot? We never view it through the – because, you know, these draft night trades happen where big stars get traded, or day two and day three, like when Darius Slay was for some picks. And what about A.J. Brown? Do you think there is a 0% chance he gets traded tonight, or is that chance greater than zero?
So I would – like, it's probably greater than zero, but it's probably less than 3%.
Okay.
I think the world where A.J. gets traded is a receiver falls to them that they did not expect to fall. Like, let's say Brian Thomas Jr. is available at 22, and they love Brian Thomas Jr., and then they can go and collect a premium asset for A.J., maybe at that point they would, but the issue with that is they are still a win now team and there's no real rush to trade AJ. He's under contract for, you know, 2 more years. I think next year is probably when you would have to give him a new deal. So I wouldn't completely rule it out just because it is a good receiver class, but I don't think it's anything people should be like monitoring or,
you know,
worrying about.
Elliot, I got to say, there's one thing I don't want to say I object to, but I wonder if you're right about they're a win now team. I mean, I know people point to Saquon and say, all right, well, that proves they're trying to, like, go for it. I don't know, man. They just traded Hassan Reddick. They lost Cox and Kelsey. I mean, I don't know that they are knocking on a door of a Super Bowl. I don't know that they view themselves that way. I'm just not sure on that front.
So this might sound over the top, but I truly do believe it. Like, as long as Howie Roseman is the GM. I don't think there'll be a rebuilding team. Will there be years we'll go into it and go, you know, okay, maybe they're not as good as we think. Yes. But you just look at what they're paying Jalen, what they're paying on the offensive side of the ball. The fact they did pay Saquon, I know they traded Reddick, but they did sign Bryce Huff. They kept Josh Sweat. There's been way more moves this offseason that lead you to believe they're going all in. And just in the, you know, 12 years or whatever it is that I've covered Howie, they've been all in like 95% of those years. So I think they're definitely all in for this.
Elliot, of the names that have been discussed as potential Eagles picks, give me one or two of them that would be a bad pick for the Eagles, that the town would be justifiably grumpy going to bed tonight if we find out it's, you know, this guy with a certain pick.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Mims, the offensive tackle out of Georgia. I really think taking an offensive tackle that can only play tackle would be a real mistake for this team. I understand the logic in it that, yes, Lane could, I guess, in theory, retire at any point. And, you know, if one of the tackles gets injured, then you do need a backup tackle. I just think a first-round pick is too premium of an asset to waste potentially a full year of his career, or to waste 2 years where he's not playing. And I know he could develop during that time, but you're not on the field getting actual return for that pick. So if tomorrow morning we're talking and they've taken an offensive lineman that could strictly play tackle and cannot play guard, then I think that would be a mistake, and fans should be upset.
Elliot, you were there asking – I'm switching over to basketball now because you were there asking Nick Nurse about that inbounds play. How agitated was he when you were asking him about that inbounds play? And is that inbounds play going to give the Sixers juice moving forward?
Yeah, so just to clarify, I was not there. I just don't want –
I heard you.
Well, I don't think you did because I wasn't there. But,
okay. But I'm imagining hearing you.
Here's what Elliot
in every press conference, I imagine you must be there.
Here's what Elliot just said.
Don't go there with me.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't misidentify my voice.
I didn't want to lie and say I was there because there were reporters there that were asking the questions.
True.
They deserve credit.
Yes.
Elliot, I thought Nick Nurse handled it well, though. I mean, he was like, "Look, we're moving on." Then he actually answered the question more in depth when he was pressed on it, which is, I think, the right thing for him to do. But I think the mindset, Elliot, of hey, when midnight came and went that night, we move on. I think it was the right approach.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I'll also say, I think it's time to have that approach with the officials. I am firmly in the camp that they had that game stolen from them in game two, that they should have won that game. They played better than the Knicks did in that game. But much like Nick Nurse said, with the inbounds play and all that, like, it is time to move on. If like, the game two is going to have nothing to do with game three in terms of the officiating. So, you know, I'm sure they are upset about how that ended, obviously, with a grievance. You know, they're making that public somewhat. So, yeah, I think they're having the right attitude going into game three tonight.
All right, Elliot, back to the Eagles for a moment here. One or two more. It looks like, again, score one for Howie Roseman. Now, here's what I mean for those that don't know. So, Amon St. Brown with a big deal with the Lions. Big deal. You got like three or four other receivers that are about to get paid, including Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb at some point. And I know Joe Banner was on Twitter yesterday talking about this. Like, it looks like Howie got Devontae at a number that's just going to be lower or way lower than some of these other dudes.
Yeah, so Howie does deserve a ton of credit, but I'm actually going to put the credit to two other places besides Howie with these deals, because they're well set up, and for sure Howie deserves credit. But ultimately, the reason these deals get done where we go, wow, I can't believe the player signed that deal, is two reasons. One, Lurie cuts fat signing bonus checks. Not all other teams will give up as much money up front as Lurie will. So that's part of it. But two, just looking at the Jordan Mailata Devontae contract, I don't often say this, but I really think it's the case. I think they just really wanted to be here. Like, I think they did not want to wait this out. They did not want to play hardball for a few extra million. They wanted to be in Philadelphia. They felt the offer was fair, or at least one they're willing to take it, and they took it. So, yeah, Howie deserves credit, but the deals that Devontae and Mailata took, to me, more so scream they really wanted to be here than Howie pulled some type of magic trick. I just think they took an offer that he made.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, final thing. Tell me there's a chance the Eagles get Byron Murphy, the Texas defensive tackle, tonight. You know, I think it's a far greater area of need than people are talking about. He's considered the best D-tackle in the draft. No one's talking about him. I'll keep pounding the table. Is it on the table?
Well, I've always said you're the best football opinion on the station, Joe. So I agree with you 1,000% on this.
Hammer!
Of any player they could take tonight, there are not many I think would be a better pick than him. He's an elite pass rusher from that position. He would come in and be an instant starter. I think he would have the same type of impact Jalen Carter did. I think he would make Jalen Carter better. I think he would make the edges better. If they trade up for him tonight, I think it would be a home run pick. And I think you are right that he is on the short list of guys tonight for them. I think, you know, people are underestimating the chance it could be him.
All right, Elliot.
This is so exciting. Elliot, yeah. we can basically get the best player at a position in tonight's draft. We shouldn't think that that's out of the realm of possibility.
Well, it happened with Jalen Carter last year, to be clear. I mean, because Carter came close to them.
Incredibly fortuitous that he fell to us.
They were higher in the draft, too.
They were, that's right.
Much higher. This is so we're talking about getting the top player at a position in tonight's draft.
Elliot,
that's a reasonable possibility.
Elliot, I guess here's what I'm saying. Let's say the Eagles jump up to 14 or 15 or 16, and one of the two corners is on the board, and Byron Murphy's on the board. I think Howie would take the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. 99% of the town's talking about the cornerback. That's my point.
Yeah, so I do too. The only thing I will say, and the last thing before I know we have to hop off, is that if you look at the guys they take in the first round, it is almost always guys that they bring to Philadelphia. And they did not, as far as I know, bring Byron Murphy to Philadelphia for a visit. So, you know, you look at who they did bring, it was Warner. Maybe, but I'm just saying they clearly value it. I would take Byron Murphy over every cornerback in this draft.
All right, Elliot, wonderful work in the lead up to the draft. I know you'll be a huge part of the draft coverage tonight, which for those that don't know starts right after the Phillies game ends. Phillies play at 1. Coverage of the Phils obviously should end, you know, around 4 or 4:30. As soon as it does, big draft coverage for hours on end. Elliot, a big part of it. Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day as well. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is your Corvette headquarters. ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes together. Let's drive. Today's Twitter poll question, which interests you more tonight? I mean, these are both juicy. Is it A, the Eagles with the NFL draft, or B, the Sixers with game 3? I'm Sixers. Now, I will say I'm starting to crank up the Eagles juice more. And I would say only over the last 2 days has this draft finally started becoming fun. I thought this was the most duddish draft lead up I've ever remembered. But in the last 2 days, I think as there's been more and more chatter about the Eagles moving up, it's gotten more fun. But if you ask me, like if I could only watch one tonight, and obviously I'll watch both, but if I could only watch one, I would pick the Sixers. Now, John, which pumps you up more tonight, the Eagles with the draft or the Sixers with game 3?
I'm pumped about both, but I...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think the breadth, my sweet spot is a little more in the draft part. It does take me back. I get lost in some feelings, thinking back to the way, you know, it was for me.
Yeah, but you're a day 3 guy now. You have Saturday. you're a third round pick. Although the first pick in the third round.
63rd means that I'm in the second round.
Now you would be. Compensatory-wise.
Yeah, there you go. You spun it around on him. That's good work.
Look at that. Yeah. All right, Seltzer, the draft or the Sixers, which has your attention, like, just a little bit more?
Yeah, this is a classic 2TV night, if there ever was one. Yeah. But,
I started doing it.
Welcome aboard. How great is it?
But it's hard for me because one of them is my kitchen, and I have to be angled.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
get them right next to each other.
To see into the family room.
Yeah, I got them right next to each other. It's amazing. But I think it's the Sixers. I mean, it's a playoff game. It's a must-win playoff game for the Sixers tonight. Like, obviously, I love the draft every year. We all do. Yeah. But, like, I really enjoy watching the draft, not just the Eagles pick. I enjoy the whole presentation of it. But, man, Sixers must-win playoff game has to take precedence.
Rhea, which one hits you more?
I will have the draft on the TV and the Sixers on my laptop.
So which one hits you
the
more?
Draft the draft is what you said.
The draft,
the draft. Yeah, I just, the Sixers, I mean, I was thinking about it. I think going back to the Atlanta series that stole my soul with them.
It was a tough
one.
Yeah.
I go, and I just I don't think Embiid's healthy enough to get through a series.
So
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.